NY Mag, George Soros' son Alex can't fill his father's shoes. By Lowell Coffee Law on April 25, 2025. Despite having billions to spend in a network of influential nonprofits, Alex Soros, son of George Soros, doesn't have what it takes to continue his father's decades-long impact on the worldwide political landscape. That is the conclusion of an unflattering New York Magazine profile on the 39-year-old Soros who has taken up the helm of his 94-year-old father's philanthropic network, the Open Society Foundations, OSF. The real story is that every single person who knows the family knows that Alex was exactly the wrong person to lead the foundation. The New York Magazine profile on Alex Soros, published Tuesday, reads, quoting an anonymous source with deep OSF ties. If true, the young Soros apple would be falling far from the elder's tree. Globally, Open Society has given away $32 billion of the elder financier's personal fortune on domestic and international causes, the foundation's website reports. George Soros has long been the bane of America's conservative and populist movements, funding a myriad of social justice causes. Longtime critic, talk radio's Glenn Beck, among many others, have called Soros the puppet master and the man behind the curtain who has quietly wielded more influence on American left-wing politics than anyone in recent decades. But the New York Magazine piece appears to suggest that the younger Soros will not have that kind of impact. Authored by Simon Van Zylen Wood, the article says of Alex Soros, who is chairman of the board of directors at OSF. In private he is brooding and cerebral and has a propensity for candor and bursts of hot-temperedness. His halting, Peter Thiel-like baritone is full of ahs and ums, and his sentences can sound like record skipping, as if he were unable to easily put into language what is clear in his mind. This slightly tortured persona has invited comparisons with his elder half-brother Jonathan, who sprang from Harvard Law School and a federal clerkship to work alongside his father in finance and philanthropy. Unlike his father who influenced the powerful behind the scenes, during the 2024 presidential campaign, Alex Soros held a fundraiser at his New York City apartment for vice presidential candidate Tim Walz that created a PR headache by blasting out photos from the event on social media. As a former OSF higher-up says, Alex likes to collect shiny objects, the magazine reports. His X account is filled with photos of luminaries, ranging from Bill Clinton and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro to French President Emmanuel Macron and the late Pope Francis. This week Breitbart reported that several Soros-funded non-governmental organizations, NGOs, were behind an effort to decriminalize illegal immigration, despite its unpopularity with American voters. Previous reporting from Fox News highlighting a Media Research Center study on Alex Soros found that he politicized mass shootings, praised Biden's disastrous 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan, supports abolishing the Electoral College, embraced disparaging claims against conservative Supreme Court justices, and supports decriminalizing sex work. Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other novels and nonfiction crime titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.